Hello, and welcome to show number 2425 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
I listened to Amy's transcription one day of one of the shows, and she is so good.
And in an interesting way, when she does it, you feel like she's really, it reminds me when someone read me a bedtime story and I just was enthralled with every moment. She captures the excitement of the show no matter what's happening.
And we'll be talking a lot about how audio description works behind the scenes and in our local theater in Colorado.
The Miners Alley Performing Arts Center now offers audio-described performances with a twist, a tactile tour backstage before each described performance. We'll talk with Executive Director Lisa DeCaro and Patron Services Manager Amy Arpan about their audio description service, and then take you on a tactile tour from Production Stage Manager Lexi Holzer. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Lisa DeCaro and Amy Arpan.
Don't wait to book. I mean, anything in life, right, is easier and more fun if you're not panicked trying to get it done. I'd say it's always good to get on it early, get her done, so you can have more pick of what you do. And I will say the secret tip on that is our flex tickets. And we can do that in another interview if you want. But that lets you book ahead of everyone else and at a discounted price. And you can move your seats as much as you want along with your dates.
Planning ahead is always a good idea, but I confess that we do not always plan ahead sufficiently well.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
ListenLater.net. An online service that transforms articles, documents, and blog posts into podcast episodes using AI with human-like narration. These episodes are accessible in any podcast app. More information is at listenlater.net.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Lisa, Amy, and Lexi.
Today we have three guests with us. And Lisa, I thought we could start by having you introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Lisa DeCaro. I'm the executive director at Miners Alley Performing Arts Center in downtown Golden.
And our second guest is Amy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Amy, and what you do.
Thanks. My name is Amy Arpan, and I am the patron services manager here at Miners Alley Playhouse. And because of how they run things, I get to make people's day every day.
And Lexi, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lexi Holzer, and I'm the production stage manager for Miners Alley Performing Arts Center. We are doing the full Monty. I'm doing a tactile tour for our audio description performance, and this is one of my favorite things to do.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is how the Miners Alley Performing Arts Center implements audio description.
So in a bit, we'll be talking about the audio description services that you offer for your performances. But before we get into that, perhaps you can give us a quick overview of what Miners Alley is and a little bit about the new theater that you just moved into, the new facility.
Sure. We Miners Alley Playhouse started as Morrison Theater Company in downtown Morrison in 1993. And moved to Golden in a little storefront above Foss Drugs in 2003.
And for our non-local listeners, people should know that's in Colorado.
Yes, in Golden, Colorado, downtown Golden, which is more famous for beer than for theater, but we're trying to change that.
You can see the beer factory from the theater if that helps motivate non-theater people to come to the show.
So we moved to downtown Golden in 2003, And then the current management team took over the theater from the people who originally founded it in 2013. So they ran it for 20 years and built it into a really successful part of the Colorado theater scene. And then when we took it over in 2013, we kept growing it. And finally, in 2021, a great historic building in downtown Golden suddenly came on the market. And a whole group of local business people, the Downtown Development Authority, which is part of the Golden government, a local credit union, the Golden Civic Foundation, everybody jumped in to try to help us purchase this building and build a new performing arts center. And in December of last year, 2023, we opened with the first phase of our new performing arts center. We've got one theater and a bar and a lobby and a lot of storage right now that is eventually going to be a larger main stage theater and a couple of smaller theaters and an education center and all kinds of great spaces. And one of the things that was very important to all of us when we built the new space was that everything in the new space would be accessible and that we would increase accessibility, not just for wheelchairs and people with mobility issues, but for people with hearing issues, of which I am one. I have very limited hearing in one ear and no hearing in the other. So we want to make it more accessible for people with hearing issues, more accessible for people with sight issues, and more accessible for people with mobility issues. And just for people who have a hard time anywhere, we want it to be a sanctuary and be easy for them to use.
Well, let me tell you, we've been there several times to your new facility already. And not only is it a very nice theater in terms of getting around, but as a blind person, I particularly appreciate the acoustics. You can hear from every place, and it's very nice acoustically and comfortable to sit in.
That is good to know. We specifically looked for seats that were actually comfortable.
Yes. We want our seats to make your cheeks happy.
Oh, you did a good job. And I'd just like to comment for anybody who isn't local, this historic building that you've taken over used to be the local hardware store. And for somebody to look at this hardware store when the owners decided to retire and say, you know, that could become a performing arts center, that took a real vision and a lot of creativity. And it's amazing how you've been able to convert one into the other.
I'm going to throw Lisa under the bus here in a beautiful way and say it's her fault that this happened in the best way. Because didn't you and Len walk into the hardware store and you said, Len, this would make a great theater someday?
It was Len who said
Len
that.
Len said
but
it.
I kept harassing him about it. But yeah, we had thought it would make a great theater from about 10 years ago. We started talking to the owner and saying, hey, if you ever want to sell. And he kept saying, no, not happening. And then finally, when we presented him with the offer to buy the building, I think he was shocked and very pleasantly surprised that we managed to pull it off.
As was everybody else. So when you moved from Morrison to Golden, you renamed the theater Miner's Alley. What's the basis of that?
It was on Miner's Alley. That's where it was located. So that's how they came up with it. And one of the beautiful things about this space, the new Performing Arts Center, is it's on Miner's Alley. So it's still Miner's Alley Playhouse, and now it's Miner's Alley Performing Arts Center. And when the hardware store was here, it had an address on Arapaho Street, which is one of the cross streets. And the city said, hey, do you want a Miner's Alley address? Because we can give you 1100 Miner's Alley. And we said, yes. Yes, we do. So our address is even on Miner's Alley now for the first time.
We talked a little bit about Miners Alley, the theater, the facility, and about your dedication to accessibility for all kinds of people. But today we want to talk about, in particular, the audio description services. When did you first get into offering audio description services with your performances?
We moved into this space in December. So we have now done 3 shows in our new facility. And all 3 of them have had an audio descripted performance.
So this is relatively new for you. What gave you the impetus to start this program up in your new facility?
Well, believe it or not, we've done so much moving lately. It slipped my mind until just now. I need to give credit where credit is due to a patron. A patron actually contacted me at Patron Services saying that she would love to attend. She was visually impaired, and what did she need to know, and do we offer audio description? I said, well, that sounds great. We have not in the past. And she says, well, I've got a name of someone who I know does this at other theaters. Let me connect you. And that's how we met Amy Ogden, who I know you'll be hopefully talking to as well. And she actually got it all going for us with Avenue Q at our previous space. And the tactile tour was very exciting for that one because they got to touch the fun puppets. So I would have loved to have heard her describing that show because the puppets weren't always up to good, wholesome things.
We've seen Avenue Q twice. It's one of the funniest things we've ever seen. For anybody who's never heard of it, it's kind of a X-rated Sesame Street with a really strong story and a good message.
Yes. It's the Sesame Street I needed when I graduated college, or maybe before I picked a major.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you got this idea from a patron, and fortunately they recommended somebody who could do this. How did it all start out? What was your interaction?
I contacted the audio descriptor that the patron recommended, and our first contact was with Amy Ogden. And she basically gave us the rundown on how it best helps her to run this and explain that it was going to happen in several steps. One, she wanted to see the space ahead of time. She also gave us recommendations on what kind of reserved seating we should keep in mind for the patrons that she would be assisting in the show. She would need a script ahead of time so that she would know more about the show. And then we set her up with tickets to see the show so that she knew the action ahead of time as well. And then she... Once we did all that for her, we set up the date for the audio description, and we had about actually 8 people at our very first event in the old space and knew we wanted to continue it when we came forward. We've now scheduled all of our dates with her for the rest of our season, and we hope this becomes the beginning of a fantastic tradition.
And as you said, we'll be talking with Amy about how she does her job and what specifically goes into making the audio descriptions and setting that all up. But tell us a little bit about how this works from the patron's point of view.
Well, I think the patrons, they get an email from us marketing this particular show, but they also get communications from Amy Ogden. She has a list of people who have signed up with her to be notified when she's going to be doing this for any show, not just for us. And so they get a notification from her as well. They reserve their tickets through our box office, and we're limited right now to the number of devices that Amy has. I think she has 10.
So most people sort of know about this ahead of time. I assume it's mentioned on your website that audio description services are available for people who are new to this?
Yes, it's on the website. And the website, by the way, is minersalley.com. And it's, again, in our newsletters and email blasts as well. And they're notified through Amy. And I think people are starting to learn that they can expect it for every show. So that's helpful.
An audio descripted date for each show,
yes,
correct?
Yes, exactly.
So when you say for every show, that doesn't mean every performance, but for every show that you put on, there is at least one audio described version.
Exactly.
Yep. That's our goal. And the specific drop-down page on that website, there is a whole accessibility page now for anyone who could use a little more something, anything, to really enjoy the theater to its fullest. And that's where you'll find our most up-to-date listings of all the audio-descripted dates we have planned for the rest of the season.
So you mentioned you block off a set of seats for the people who will be using the audio description. Where do you put those seats?
Well, per Amy's suggestion, our front row ground level seats are the ones that we try to hold sacred for that particular performance. And then when we get closer into the show date, if we don't have anyone claiming those seats, we will then go ahead and need to release them. But we do hold them right up until the last minute in case we have any guests that want to join us, because front row is easier to navigate. It also puts them closer to the tactile tour that we try to offer before every show. And if they want to do that, after they sign out their headsets with Amy, they're then invited to sometimes experience some of the props and meet the actors, learn whose voice belongs to who. It's a really amazing experience for the actors as well. And our stage manager helps facilitate that.
Oh, so when you say you have a tactile tour, that actually allows the visually impaired audience members to familiarize themselves with the set. It's not like a display out in the lobby.
No, it's right on the stage before we open the house to the rest of the patrons. So the actors who are available to participate, they are there on the stage, and we try to select some of the more interesting things from the show. For instance, the Puppets Avenue Q. For Misery, it was some of our fake blood. They got to feel the results of the crazy lady in the show. It was very exciting.
That's an interesting twist on audio description. I've never heard of another group doing that. Where did you get that idea?
Well, that was Amy again. I tell you, if we can throw credit other than to the patron who brought us into this whole awareness, it would be Amy for really guiding us every step of the way and even suggesting an alternate when she wasn't available for one of the dates we needed.
Before seeing the show, for which Miner's Alley kindly provided us tickets, we embarked on an extensive tactile tour with Lexi.
So starting off, we have a pretty blank stage for this show because there are so many locations. So almost every single scene is a different location. So that means that we have a lot of wagons that come on and off. Wagons as in, like, we build them on a little platform and then they get rolled out and sometimes they get braked, sometimes they don't. So right in front of you, if you come forward a little bit, we've got this counter, which doubles as its shelves for one of the rich people's house. It's also a counter for the police station, and it also it's in the cafeteria.
I've never seen a setup backstage where props are, but this table has tape all over it, and there is a little rectangle for each item, and it is labeled, and everything is where it belongs.
Yes. So that is the easiest way for us to come back here and look and see all of our props are set, because there are things in all of the rectangles.
Show Pete that little red one.
What's the red thing?
Oh, these are G-strings, but these are not put on. So these are prop ones. They wear them, so it's okay to touch them.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yep. But
glad no one uses it.
Yes, exactly. And we have lots of fake money for them to throw in the scenes, and they feel like it actually looks fairly real. It gets thrown at the end of the show, and then times people try and come and pick it up at the end thinking that it's real money, but it says copy right on there, so it's definitely not.
So she said there was tape all over to show where the items go?
We have the tape done, and so these say, like, contact cases.
Oh, I see.
So then we'll come over here. This is probably my favorite set piece in the show, and this is a car. So if you want to...
There's a car?
Yes. So back here, so then we've got the window.
All made out of wood.
Yes. Uh-huh. Coming over here, this is a little sink. So we have a whole bathroom stall set up.
It's got a toilet.
Yes,
and all sorts of inappropriate graffiti.
It does. This is the door to the bathroom stall. So it's like a cutout
door. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it swings open away from you. It swings.
Got it.
Yep. And then, so that way when they're sitting in here, because part of the scene takes place while they're sitting in here, you can see their reactions to what's happening on stage.
Uh-huh.
It's a little wobbly.
Oh, we're in the bathroom together now? Oh, it
is. Yes, we are.
Because it's on wheels.
In front of you is the toilet.
Yeah.
Which is funny because we are going to have a second bathroom put in backstage for the cast. And it will be this toilet when we're done with this show. But we needed it for the show first. So it also gets transferred to a little, a different wagon for Act 2. So this comes off of here, goes on to a different wagon for a different bathroom. Uh-huh.
Right now, we're in the back, some warehouse part of the theater, and this stuff is all just scattered around, and you just roll it out as needed.
Yes, we do. And it's definitely a huge game of Tetris backstage all the time.
I'll bet. This is pretty crowded back here.
Yes. So on the side of the stage, because it's a steel mill, we wanted to, a lot of it takes place in a steel mill. So we wanted to make it feel a little industrial. So I'll have you step forward a little bit and then I'll hold your hand up here. So we've got like these beams
out. Yeah.
So they come out to the side of the stage just so you get sort of that industrial feel.
Right, right.
There's all sorts of glow-in-the-dark tape so that people don't hit their head or trip.
And these are how we find where the furniture is supposed to go. So when it's glow-in-the-dark, it's to help us because it's hard to see. We have it in different configurations. We have spike colors in the back that says for this scene, it's green, and it's got like this shape of glow tape on it. And so that's how you know. So yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you. That was a very thorough tour and not only gives me a good idea of what's going to be on stage during the play itself, but gives me a good idea of how you arrange things behind the scenes to make all this work with the various scene changes and things.
Yeah.
So again, from the patron's point of view, this is pretty easy. Once they know about which performance they want to show up to, they just show up probably a little bit early if they want to go to the tactile tour, and then they get a headset and move easily to their seats, which are readily accessible, and plunk their headsets on and start listening.
Exactly.
Once you contracted with Amy to do the audio description, was there anything else that Miner's Alley had to do to set this up?
Other than, you know, paying Amy to do what she does and making sure that everything is set up correctly on the website, things tend to straightforward.
Any theater that can look into this really should. It's been just a win-win all around.
And what reaction have you gotten from patrons who have been to these performances?
I mean, we've only had a few for the last few shows, but they love it. They keep coming back. So I'm assuming that they like the whole event. They love the tactile tour. That's very helpful for them to be able to you know what the props look like, so to speak, and what the set looks like before they start listening to descriptions of it is something they really like.
That is very special.
What do you think about the audio descriptions?
I listened to Amy's transcription one day of one of the shows, and she is so good at speaking clearly and concisely between the lines of dialogue so that she's not competing with the actors and the dialogue at all. And it's almost like when you read a play and there are stage directions written into the play and, you know, you have a moment to stop reading dialogue and start reading the description of what's happening or what's coming up or what's about to happen or who's speaking or whatever. And it's almost like she is condensing those stage directions into something that accurately describes what is actually happening at that time on stage without competing, as I said, with the dialogue. So she's really, her timing is amazing.
God, it reminds me when someone read me a bedtime story and I just was enthralled with every moment. She captures the excitement of the show no matter what's happening.
And that is a real art. And Amy is a, you know, trained voice actress, so I can imagine she gets all the right emotions and doesn't want to squash the lines of the actors on stage.
So we've all had that friend who talks during the most critical part of the movie and you want to slap them. So she's really good at putting it in the pauses. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
Well, now I'm waiting to see how Amy the Describer describes this whole thing when it takes place.
I really wish that I could listen sometimes because I would love to know what she's saying or how she describes it. So I hope that
someday I get to listen to one of her descriptions because I think it would be really fun.
Yeah.
Well, we asked her specifically about the naked scene, and she said, let's just say I use the word undulate more than in most shows.
I love that. That's amazing.
And next week, we'll be talking with Amy Ogden, the audio describer herself.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the Miners Alley Performing Arts Center, how to see a performance there, and how to contact them.
Well, if people want to avail themselves of some of the audio-described performances at Miners Alley, or just any performances in general, where would you send them?
They should go to minersalley.com. That's MINERSALLEY, minersalley.com. And you can buy tickets to anything from that site, but there's also an accessibility page that will talk you through exactly what's available and when.
We now have a feature as well on the site where once you click buy tickets, don't be scared. It doesn't automatically sell you tickets, but that's when you can see the seating layout. And as you hover over certain seats, it will now provide you with a little more information about which seats are ground level, which seats can be removed to accommodate a wheelchair. Lots more info that makes it easier for everyone to pick the right seat for them so they can have the best experience possible.
And if people aren't so facile with the web, I assume they can call you up?
Absolutely. They will reach the patron services person, which might sound a lot like me. So we are always open 2 hours before every showtime, but I recommend not waiting that close to the show. Give us a shout during our admin hours. They are Wednesday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And the number is?
303-935-3044.
And if somebody prefers to use email?
Yay! It's so great. Are you ready for this one? mail@minersalley.com. So that's mail@minersalley.com.
Do you have a social media presence as well?
Yes, we do. But we have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. I think some people are posting things on TikTok.
Facebook typically will have the announcements when tickets are going on sale. First, they'll also have the cast for the shows and anything upcoming out of the ordinary. That's where you're going to find it first. You can be on our mailing list as well if you want to know about upcoming events. Just by calling in, we'll put your email on that list and then you'll be in the know first.
And you can find all of that contact information by clicking on the show notes for episode 2425, which is this episode, at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Enjoy one of those audio described programs. They're really fun.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Amy Ogden, an audio describer for live theater and ballet. Amy will share her insights from her training and highlights the importance of precise descriptions and supplementary background material in enhancing the live performance experience.
So join us next week if you want to learn what happens behind the scenes to make all of that magic work.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.